There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. An exciting hour, indeed. We're going to kick things off by chatting with Dave Kinney, who is an esteemed automotive journalist, an expert in the area of classic cars and estimating the value of classic cars. I see Dave at all the big auctions, and he does a wonderful job for both Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine, and is, of course, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. A little later on, we'll be visiting with a gentleman who is going to be telling us all about a list he's put together of cars named after bands, believe it or not, or the other way around, bands named after cars. Bands named after cars, and that's from the gentleman who has the website called theoldcarguys.com. But along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's welcome the man himself, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, esteemed automotive journalist and all-around great guy, Dave Kinney. Dave, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What an introduction, Bob. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's always great to have you on board. I had Larry Edsel with us in the first hour of the broadcast, and he wanted me to send along his regards and also to get your take on some news, breaking news in the automotive auction world, and that's something I didn't see coming, knowing a lot of the folks that work at RM and having interviewed Rob Myers a number of times. I never thought I'd see the day that Rob Myers and Sotheby's would join forces.
Yeah, that's big news, and that broke this week. I actually had a little advanced inkling of it, and I think we're going to see a little more consolidation in the auction world. It kind of makes sense. We have an awful lot of people out there running an awful lot of auctions, everything from, let's just call them first-tier auctions, the ones that you see on TV and hear everything about, all the way down to local auctions and, of course, regional auctions. And, you know, it's kind of the nature of business, Bob. You know, a lot of the times people think, well, I might as well buy my way into some of these successful businesses rather than compete with them or try and start by myself. And so Sotheby's, great name in auctions. RM, obviously a great name in auctions, and a company that has been built over the last 20 years, came from nowhere, and is a huge powerhouse in the classic car auction business. So I'm hoping good things happen, that the folks from Sotheby's are involved in real estate and fine art and all kinds of things, and the folks who do RM, who do the things that you and I care about, and all of your listeners, that's cars. I certainly hope that they can they put it together and do well by everybody.
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting move, and it's going to, I think you're right, I think it's going to be a trend that we're going to see. When we think of the oldest auction company out there, I think it must be Bonhams. I mean, every year that we usually see each other at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance in Greenwich, Connecticut. Bruce Winnestrom has an arrangement with them, and they do a nice little boutique auction there. But Bonhams goes back to the 1700s, I believe.
Yeah, I believe Bonhams' full name is something like Bonhams 1753. And, you know, when you think about this country and 1776, I mean, they've been doing this an awful long time, Bob. I, you know, some days I feel old when I wake up in the morning, but neither one of us combined are anywhere near as old as Bottoms is. So, yeah, they've been doing this for a long, long time. And of course, you know, the auction business changes. I'm sure back in 1753, they were auctioning books and possibly sticks and rocks. I don't know. Now, obviously things have changed, and Bottoms has been a growing, going to use the word twice, a growing powerhouse in the classic car auction business. They've really lit themselves on fire with the number of sales they've had. It's been, for most all the auction companies, 2014 was a very successful year. And what we're seeing now, Bob, is, talking valuations here, it's not just the millionaires and billionaires. It's finally starting to trickle down to, the regular guys and the regular cars that you and I like so much. I mean, it's great to talk about Ferrari selling for $1 million, but what does that mean for my El Camino? What does that mean for my 65 Mustang? And finally, with the improving economy and, it can't hurt that gas prices are down, too. Those cars are starting to go up a little bit. They're not going to be $1 million cars, that's for sure. But I don't care about the $1 million cars as much as I care about the ones I can actually drive. So, that's where the market is heading right now. And that's one of the good things that we see happening in the marketplace, in 2015.
Absolutely. And of course, we're seeing some vehicles that have been made in recent decades become potential collectibles. I mean, it's inevitable that, folks who are from an era in which they grew up during the 1970s and 80s, they're going to be attracted to those cars. So we're seeing some unusual vehicles also getting into the classic car marketplace, not only the expected vehicles like the Ferrari 308, 328, but also vehicles like the Gremlin and the Pacer. It's an interesting time out there.
Yeah, my point is that they make new classic cars every day. We just don't know it yet. Speaking of some of the Japanese cars, the Honda NSX, of course, the 240Z, a little bit of the 260Z, and then the 280Z and things like that, along with just about every year Mustang. I mean, you think about it, and those Fox body Mustangs, they're catching on, big time catching on, and they've become very collectible. The cars that came slightly before them and the cars that come after them as well. So, and of course, just about every Camaro is a collectible car except for the brand new ones, and they're on their way to be collectible. So,
no question.
It's a great time to be alive, Bob.
That it is. And to be an auto enthusiast, this is just such a wonderful time. Let's talk about some of the trends that you're seeing. What about those air-cooled Porsches? Are they continuing to get lots of attention and lots of interest in the collector car marketplace?
Yeah, lots of attention, Bob, but the stratospheric rise has slowed down a little bit, and I'm going to say that's a good thing because it's not sustainable when you have cars going up, 3 and 4 and 5% a month like we saw. The 356 of Porsche and the early 911s, even the later 911s, are still, I'm not saying they're not popular, I'm not saying they're not going up, but they seem to have, just calmed down a little bit. But one of the things that's happened when those cars went up in price, it made people focus on the 924, the 944, the 928, the 914. I'm running out of cars that start with 9. But, all those cars are now, they're now on people's radar screen, which is a great thing. You know, when the 928 came out, Bob, it was more expensive than the 911.
Yes.
It was the future. It was the future of Porsche, and the public didn't necessarily agree. And so that's why we still have a 911-based car or a 911-looking car, and we don't have a 928. But 928s are awesome cars. They're really, really fun to drive and very, very advanced.
They certainly were very, very advanced for their day and actually remained in production for quite a number of years. I believe it was 1976 or so when we saw the first one, and they were still being made in the early 90s. When we come back, more with Dave Kinney. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
My name is Bob Rainier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, the only financial newsletter that provides the raw truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Stop by InvestYourself.com. Our free newsletter will guide you through what's really affecting our markets. People have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dave, very special guest, one of the world's leading experts when it comes to classic car values, the collector car marketplace, publisher of the Hagerty Pricing Guide, and a contributing editor to both Automobile and Auto Week magazine. Before we go any further, let's tell folks about the Hagerty Price Guide. It takes an awful lot of work to put this together, and you do such a wonderful job. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that. We value cars from 1946 forward. Not every car is in the book, and we're right now working on putting more pickup trucks in because everybody loves pickup trucks, including me. It's also available. We do have a published product, and you can buy that by going to Hagerty.com/valuation tools. But you can also get everything that's in the book online and for free at Hagerty.com/valuation tools. So you can find out the value of your, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and some 90s and 2000 cars, and also 40s cars. Like you said, it's a lot of work. We update 3 times a year, and sometimes it seems like we never stop. The emails start flying about a week after the thing finally goes to the publisher, and things all start again. But we try and stay on top of the market for these cars, and the cars that you and I and hopefully all of our listeners enjoy here. And it's been a very, very vibrant market for a long, long time now. And we're learning as we go. We're working on putting in more models, and we're certainly trying to tune up everything as we go along. We've had some real surprises in the last years. We've had, Ferraris and Porsches, like we're talking about, just been going crazy. But then every once in a while we find a car, a whole grouping of cars, for example. Muscle cars are back, and they're back very big. We're seeing that third generation of Corvette, a lot of activity in that marketplace. The Generation 3, basically 1968, is where that one starts. A lot of interest in those cars right now. So it's fun to watch. Things change all the time. Nothing ever stays the same. And we see new people coming into the marketplace. It's really, really fun to talk about it, but it's more fun to be active in it, and that's what I like doing. Our first advice is buy what you love, not because it's worth a lot of money or not because you think it's going to appreciate, but you should know what you're looking at before you buy it. And there's a lot of things that we do in terms of advice. We have little blurbs on there about cars, what you should look for on cars, and what people are interested in, popular options or popular colors and things like that. So it's a lot of work, but it's very, very rewarding, Bob.
We're not that far away from a couple of significant auctions down here in Florida, the Amelia Island, Bill Warner's wonderful event. He's going to have, of course, the RM folks in house, and down the road will be David Gooding and company. And before that, Mecum continues their incredible number of auctions this year in Las Vegas with a no-reserve auction of a private collection. So there's some really important things that's going to be happening in the auction world just in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, also in Amelia, Bonhams has a sale down there for the first time in long time, as well as a company called Hollywood Wheels, which is doing a all Porsche auction on Friday. And then a regular, regular car auction on Saturday. So there's actually 4 different auctions at Amelia. Bob, it's like catching a cold. You just can't get rid of it for a long, long time. And that's what's happening all over the auction world. But RM and certainly Gooding are the 2 big players there. But Bonham wants to kind of, reestablish their name down there. They were there a number of years ago. So it's going to be really exciting to see what happens. It used to be you could go to Amelia Island and expect to see one of the best Concours on the planet. Now there's auctions, there's a Cars and Coffee on Saturday, an easier to get to and easier to get in event that's all part of it. There's all kinds of things that go on with, as you well know, they have all kinds of talks, and they'll have race car drivers down there and book signings, and it's just so much fun. And the good news for us who live a little bit further up north, generally speaking, after we go to Amelia Island, we can expect the weather to improve. My own thought is that every time I go to Amelia Island, I bring some of that warm air, home with me. So I'm hoping for that this year because we have been punished. Everybody who lives everywhere but Florida or Southern California knows that
exactly.
Right now. So.
After living 99.9% of my life in Massachusetts. I mean, I ducked the bullet here the last two winters. I moved down to Florida last December, but boy, I still have lots of relatives up there, and they have just been hammered up there in my hometown. It will always be my hometown eventually. Good chance I'll be back up there, but for right now, I'll take the sunshine. And speaking of a guy who used to live in New England, now lives in Palm Springs, California, I noticed on Haggerty recently put together a list of future collectible cars, and to be honest, I've always been a fan of not only this car, but also the XK8 from the first generation from 1996 to 2006, and the present generation XK8 and XKRs from 2006 until they ceased production here in 2015. But the precursor to that was the XJS, and our mutual friend Donald Osborne, who moved from Connecticut to Palm Springs, has an XJS, and sure enough, I saw it on a latest list from Haggerty as a future collectible.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. You know, they are not simple cars. Let's just get that part out of the way. And parts are not always easily available, and they can be expensive. However, the reward is great for those cars. You remember their advertising? I'll never forget their tagline. It's voted the car you most want to take to your high school reunion. and it's very, very true. That was one classy ride for its time. And, of course, you know, for a lot of them, they're the convertible, it just has it all. So, yeah, it's changing, Bob, and it keeps on changing what people are looking at in collectible cars. And so that car that you might have not thought about as collectible, has become collectible. And we're seeing so many cars that, I really love the Smokey and the Bandit series Pontiac Firebirds. And it was only 10 years ago you used to see them everywhere, and they were cheap. Now you don't see them anywhere, and they're not cheap. And there's a good reason why. There's a great reason why, because those cars are just fun on wheels. They're just a lot of fun to own and drive, and you can pretend you're Burt Reynolds when you're out there driving it, or you can pretend you're driving from Texarkana to Atlanta and all that. And so I know that's nostalgic and I know it's fun, but those cars are just plain fun to drive as well.
Absolutely. They were fun when they were new, and they're still fun today. Dave, but we're going to hang you over here for a few more moments and talk a little bit further about the Haggerty Price Guide and all your great work. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com
859-428-1000
859-428-1000
DINOVITE.com
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back, everybody. Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com has put together a wonderful list called 11 bands named after autos or trucks. He'll be with us in a moment, but we've got Dave Kinney from Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine, of course, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. And before we say goodbye to Dave, we're going to get him back on for a full hour real soon. A couple of other cars, more recent vehicles, future collectibles on this Hagerty list. And I couldn't agree with you guys more. The M6, the E24 BMW M6 is from the 80s. I mean, these vehicles were not only really good looking, I mean, I remember the original, they were 630, 633, 635, but certainly the M variant is the one to get. And how much do they go for these days?
You know, you're looking at cars starting in the $20,000 range all the way up, and of course it's depending on condition. Now, one thing about some of these BMWs is that they were really ridden hard and put away wet. It wasn't the first owner. It wasn't the second owner. A lot of the times it was that unlucky third owner who didn't have the money to pay for that for those repairs on that car. And, you know, they're not, once again, we've got a car that can cost money to repair, but there are a lot of parts available on the secondhand market and also a lot of parts for the car. They're great cars, and they're kind of what we call the gold-plated investment. They speak very, very much to the generation who kind of grew up on those cars, couldn't afford them when they were kids, but maybe their mom or their dad drove one, or a friend of theirs drove one, or something like that. So, look for any M Series car and watch it and follow it. It's going to be a great car to own, and they are great performance from the 80s. Which is not a thing you can say all the time. I mean, every car now is a performance car compared to almost anything built in the 80s.
So true. But
you're absolutely right about the styling. Great styling.
Beautiful. Another car that I've always longed to own, and a couple of my ex-Motor Trend alumnus have owned several, and there's a PR guy, Scott Black, I'm sure that you know he has one of these vehicles.
Oh, but sure.
Matt Stone, esteemed automotive journalist, ex-Motor Trend guy like myself, he has owned a few, and Scott Mead, who used to be a photographer for Motor Trend, he owned a couple. Always, I have always loved the DiTommaso Pantera with its Ford V8 engine and its Italian styling, and I always wanted to own one of these, but I'm sure nowadays these vehicles have really started to rise in value.
Yeah, they have, Bob, and I just took a look at one the other day that asking price is $100,000, and that's mm-hmm. now not all that unusual.
Wow.
Those cars did get highly, highly, highly modified, and the ones that are going to be worth the money in the future seem to be the ones that were not modified, or the ones that can be unmodified and put back to the way they were pretty much when they left the factory. Now, I'm not talking about tires and batteries and gas and oil. I'm talking about, you know, people who put new engines in and took the transmission out and whatever. Hopefully those people saved the original engine, saved the original transmission, and can put it back together. You know, they were sold by Lincoln Mercury dealers, mm-hmm. which is just absolutely crazy. And they came in great 70s colors. You know, they'd be in Graver blue or Graver green and, you know, these crazy bright orange colors and all that sort of stuff, really evocative of the 1970s. Watch out for rust when you look for those cars, because it can be there. Once again, you can still find them for half of that $50,000 figure, but you're not going to find probably a great one, or you're going to find one that you're going to have to kind of convert back yourself to, you know, the original type styling. Now, that being said, there are plenty of great hot rods out there, too, that you can buy. But before it's going to be a real collectible car of the top tier, it's going to have to be put back to original style configuration.
Well, Dave, we're going to get you back for a full hour in the next few weeks. In the meantime, again, tell folks where they can get a hold of the Hagerty Price Guide.
You can go to Hagerty.com/valuation tools. And, Bob, it is always a pleasure talking to you. I'm very much looking forward to spending an hour with you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll do that very soon. And now we move from talking about classic cars and values to bands named after autos or trucks. And to set the record straight, as our special guest, Don Jones from the Old Car Guys, has written to me here, the Beatles were not named after cars, or Bill Haley and the Comets were not named after the Mercury Comet. Fleetwood Mac, of course, is actually named after Mick Fleetwood, and John McVie, they were not named after cars. But Don, you've been digging through Billboard's top 100 song list from 1954 to 1976, and you've come up with some really cool bands that were named, indeed, after autos or trucks.
That's correct, Bob. In fact, I think the most famous one is probably Oreo Speedwagon.
Absolutely.
And it was named after, obviously, the Oreo Speedwagon back in 1967 by Neil Dorey when he was attending the University of Illinois. And, of course, they're still rocking out there.
Yes, they sure are. And they, of course, have sold millions of records, had a huge record in 1980 called High Infidelity, an album. And they had lots of hit songs in the early 80s as well. And, yeah, definitely, that's a great one to start off with. What else have you got up your sleeve?
Well, we got the Speedo and the Impalas, and the Impalas were an American doo-wop group in the late 50s, best known for a hit song called Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home. First recorded in 1959, went to number 2 on the Pops and number 14 on Rhythm and Blues. Groups out of Brooklyn, New York. It was created, and a fellow by the name of Joe Speedo Frazier was the lead singer. Band stuck around about 61, but was resurrected in the 1980s and still tours.
That's a great story. I understand that you found a group called the Cadillacs. They were from Harlem, New York, and active from 1953 to 1962. Tell us about the Cadillacs.
Right. They're most noted for a song in 1955 called Speedo. And they were instrumental in attracting a white audience to black rock and roll groups. They stuck around for a few years, disappeared, and like a lot of other groups, they came back with the resurrection of doo-wop back in the late 90s, I guess it was. And from time to time, they're still heard out there.
Great story. Let's talk about some other bands that were named after cars or trucks. Phil Skinner, who I know you have had the opportunity to meet, loves Edsels. He's a collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and he will be proud to hear that you found three bands that actually utilize the name Edsel.
Well, actually, I did this piece and dedicated it. But anyway, the number one group is the Edsels. They're a doo-wop group from 1957-1961 out of Campbell, Ohio. They're originally named after the gasoline company, the Essos, I guess. And then when Ford came out with the car, they changed their name. They were on Dick Clark's American Bandstand a number of times, and they recorded over 25 songs. Their number one song was Ramma Lamma Ding Dong, also known as Lamma Ramma Ding Dong, and went to number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100. Yeah.
That's
anyway.
My daughter Lucy in the background.
Yep. And I ran into an outfit or a band down here, Eddie and the Edsels. They're an old style rock and roll band. They started back in Cleveland, Ohio in the 70s by three brothers. And they're still touring down here. Actually, I was talking to them, and they gave me the ideas to put this little deal together.
Yeah, great idea. When we come back, more Edsel bands, and we've got lots more here on Don's List to go through. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and the next day he pulled up on the ride. He rolled down the window of his shiny new tag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, mom, just running fine.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone, investyourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to investyourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing investyourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this
story? Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don Jones is with us. He's down here in Florida for the winter months and having lots of fun down here and connecting with lots of car people, and he's put together a tremendous list here, bands named after cars. I'm going to throw out a trivia question here about one of the bands on the list, so we will skip over this one, Don. We still got to get through the Eldorados, but this band had, their biggest hit song was a song called Tough Enough. It was a Texas band.
You want the answer?
No, don't give the answer. Let's see if somebody can call in. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Hello to everybody listening on Newstalk 1540 KXCL in Iowa and everybody listening on all of our other great affiliate stations around the nation. What was the name of this band? It was named after a car. They had a big hit song in the 80s. I believe it was the 80s, maybe early 90s. And it was Tough Enough. They had a number of hits, but that was their biggest song. Let's go back to the Edsels. So three different bands named after Edsels. That's just incredible in itself.
Yes, well, the third one was the Orden Edsel band, that name was shortened from the Orden Edsel Wahali Blues Ensemble Mondo Bizarro Band. Let me get my breath. And that was a band that was up in Omaha, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, back in the early and mid-70s. And I actually remember being at places that this band was playing. And they were kind of a dark comic satire band. They came up with songs like Get Puppy and Kinko the Clown and Daddy's Money. And they became kind of a cult and had a really bizarre following of strange characters. And they were like the number one band on Dr. Demento, particularly with their Dead Puppy song.
Wow, what a great story. Let's move on to some other bands. Again, we got the trivia question out there about the band that had the hit song called Tough Enough. They were from Texas, named after a vehicle. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Whoever calls in with the correct answer or emails me at bob@boblongradio.com will get a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's talk about a band that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1992, as well as the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville in 2008. They had a big hit song called Green Onions. And they,
yeah, that was Booker T and the MGs, Booker T Jones, out of I believe Memphis, Tennessee, if I remember right, and started in '62. They're still out there from occasions, but yes, Green Onions was their number one hit. It went to number three on the pop charts, and on Rhythm and Blues, it went to number one.
Excellent.
And they still get together from time to time.
And we've also got a band called the Bel Airs from Los Angeles, California. Tell us about those folks.
Right. Yeah, they were a band in the 60s. They were a surf rock group. They're best known for a 1961 hit called Mr. Moto. It was an instrumental surf rock song. That's one song I don't really remember back from my rock and roll surfing days of back in the 60s, though.
And also another band named after cars was a Cadillac, doo-wop group named after a particular Cadillac.
Right, yeah, the Eldorados. They are a Chicago band that came together in 1952. Started out as the Prickly Lee and the Five Stars, but changed your name in 1954 to the Eldorados. Their most successful song was At My Front Door, went to number 17. And they followed up with a title as I'll Forever Loving You. In 1956, they made it into the top 10.
Very good. Again, our trivia question, and we have had a number of people call in and drop off the line, so call back in at 855-660-4261. This band from Texas had a hit song called Tough Enough. What was the name of this band named after a car? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. A cool prize awaits you from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Give us a call. We are live right now. 855-660-4261. And, Matt, if you could pick up those calls, that would be great. Also on the list here is another a band named after Cadillac. This one was from Olympia, Washington. Tell us about this band.
Right, this was a trio. It was called the Fleetwoods. It was active from 1958 to 1983. Had a number of hits. Some really great ones, by the way. Graduation's Here, Mr. Blue, Comes Softly to Me. It was the first group in the world to have multiple number one hits on Billboard in a single year. The first mixed gender trio ever to have more than one number one hit, and they rocked out. They were a very, very good band, and they got killed by the British invasion. They continued recording into the 60s until the British bands like the Beatles and Herman's Hermits basically knocked them out of the Billboard, off Billboard.
Wow, great story. Let's see if someone can answer the question here about the band named after a car that had a big hit song called Tough Enough. They were from Texas. Jim joins us on line three in Wisconsin. Jim, thank you for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. So what do you think? Can you tell us the name of that band that had the hit song Tough Enough? That was their biggest hit. They had a few other hits as well, named after a car.
You bet. It was the Fabulous Thunderbirds out of Texas.
You got it. Congratulations. Thank you so much. And we're going to have Matt get all of your information, and we're going to get you a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. How about your favorite new vehicle for 2015, and your favorite classic vehicle, what would it be?
I gotta say the new Vet is really amazing, and probably the best classic would probably have to be the old 69 Camaro.
Yeah, can't go wrong with either one of those, Jim. Hold on for Matt, and we'll get all of your information. And thanks to everybody who called in. Jim in Wisconsin is our winner, but we had a ton of people on hold from KXEL and many of our other affiliate stations around North America. So tell us, Don, a little bit about, for those listeners who have never visited your website, theoldcarguys.com, what kind of cool stuff can they find there?
Well, just about everything. We're adding 8 new clients that we picked up in the last 2 weeks at the swap meets up here around Tampa, Florida, including we finally found a Volkswagen salvage yard. We've talked to a fellow that has the Mustangs. Guy approached me today, wanted me to market $250,000 worth of 1955 to 1957 Chevrolet parts, including 2 1957 Chevrolet limousines. I think there are 2 of 9 that still are in existence. I think there was a total at one time of 16. So we're getting the business, and the cash register is finally starting to ring a little bit.
That's always a good thing, definitely. There's an awful lot of car folks down here in Florida. I know last winter when you spent time down here, you had some great success, and it sounds like this year, 2015, as you pointed out, has really gotten off to a roaring success for you.
It has, and I'm not sure more people have heard about us and found us on the website or had wandered into us by accident. So we're getting a bit of a reputation, and now that they're meeting the old car guy himself, they're starting to realize that we can make make them some money by coming up with programs to help them sell their cars or their parts.
Yeah, we're on a number of stations in Florida, including a station in Lakeland, Florida. So you should wander over to Lakeland. That's not that far from Tampa, and see if there's anything over there, because I know we're on there every weekend, and I'll have to look up the other couple that we're on in the great state of Florida.
Right. Yeah. So, I know Arcadia and Melbourne, I think West Fort Walter, Walton Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been spreading the word at the different shows about listening to us on the radio.
Absolutely.
So we
so appreciate that. This was a really good idea that you came up with here, the 11 bands named after cars or trucks, and upcoming in another 3 or 4 weeks or so, we've got the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, and I know you covered it so well for us last year that we're going to have you do it again for this year. Hopefully I can be in attendance as well, but Don will be our man on the scene, and he'll be back with us next weekend as well. Thank you so much, Don, for your time here today.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.